Well, if you've been following KFGO news and, well, actually worldwide news as far away as England, you've heard of the box head burglar. And box head sounds a lot like a Dick Tracy villain, doesn't it? If anybody remembers the old Dick Tracy cartoons. But the box head burglar has struck Poncheros in Bismarck. It's the box head burglar in Bismarck story that we're dealing with here now. And Steve Myshak is the owner-manager and joins us here on KFGO. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Good morning, Jack. Thanks for having me on.
Well, this happened a few days ago. Have there been any developments in this burglary story?
No, unfortunately not. The biggest developments we've had is how fast the video has spread across not only the nation, but like you said, it got all the way over to England. So, no, we haven't caught anybody yet. We're still hoping that somebody comes forward and knows this person and can shine some insight for us.
The video is readily available here at KFGO on our news site and also on the podcast from which this conversation will be uploaded, and you can see it. And it's probably not going to be the case where you'll recognize the face. For those who haven't seen the video, can you describe it, Steve?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the video starts, it's a video, live video feed from inside my restaurant. This person had thrown a rock through the window, had reached through the broken window, and allowed themselves into the restaurant. When they start showing up on our video cameras, you'll notice that there is a box, and I usually have to explain it to people several times to make them understand what it really looks like. This person has more of like a banana box or an apple box over their head. So very unique. You see the person walk back and forth through my restaurants, obviously looking for something to steal, to damage, to take. That's something that I personally don't know, and waiting to hopefully find out here if we catch them. But box on the head. It's very unusual.
When the box-headed burglar enters from stage right, as we're looking at it, he or she walks slowly, deliberately out of the scene and then comes back a few minutes later, still slowly and deliberately. But I think, just from those observations, that I think it's a female.
You know, I've heard it both ways, Jack. I've heard people say that, they think it's a female, they think it's a male. Personally, I agree with you. I think it's a female. The person, what jumps off the page at me is how calm they were throughout the entire process. You'd think somebody would have a more sense of urgency in and out of a store during a robbery. So, again, it's all speculation
sure.
at this point, but I'm on your side. I believe it's female as well.
And there didn't seem to be not only a state of urgency, but there was no swagger. There was no attempt to look tough or like, but anyway, you're right. We're just hypothesizing. And I can't imagine a male. Well, I can't imagine anybody buying those clothes. You know, what is that? Is that a jumpsuit? A shiny silver gold jumpsuit or something?
You know, it's really hard to tell by the video feed. Of course, this happened in the middle of the night. The cameras were limited on what they could capture as far as.
Well, I think. Yeah, I know, but I have a vivid imagination, and so not only is it a woman, but she has terrible taste in clothing because she wears shiny jumpsuits, but I don't know that, so we just hope you'll look and call the Bismarck police.
Yes, and we hope that's exactly what we're hoping for. The reason that I made this video as public as I did was that the police did not have any leads. We're speculating on whether it's a male or female. So my thought process was get it out there with the intention of hopefully somebody recognizes this person, or this person sees themselves on the video and tells somebody who's connected that would speak to the police or let me know directly.
Well, of course the media is having fun with the nature of the burglary. No, it's not funny to have someone invade your premises, personal
Absolutely.
Or professional. And did they get anything? I didn't see anything in their hands.
No, they got nothing. And that's what's amazing about the story is that they chose to break in, by the video feed, and there's another angle which unfortunately I'm not going to release because I don't want too many people seeing all of the locations of my surveillance video. But they walk up to my office door, appeared to look at the office door. Door was locked, turned around and walked back out. And, of course, the video is timestamped, so you can see it. They spent probably only about 30 seconds in the restaurant. So to break a window, to cause damage, and to have such an obscene disguise, it's all a little baffling at this point.
And it just occurred to me just now, and I'm going to let you go because I know you have to prepare for your busy crowds there upon Charles and Bismarck, but it just occurred to me it might have been somebody. See, I watch a lot of Law and Order. It may have been somebody who had left something behind, a purse, a cell phone, a wallet, and didn't have time to check the next day. So did anybody check in with you yesterday for something they may have left behind?
No, I haven't heard anything like that. Okay. You know, we've been generating a lot of interest at the restaurant, but nobody that's coming back looking for anything or has left anything behind.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm an amateur, and I play one on the radio. Steve Myshak, thank you very much. Good luck. I really don't think it's funny that your business was burglarized, but thank goodness nothing was taken, and I hope we find out more. Good knowing you, buddy, and tell your folks thanks for putting you in connection with me when I called them early yesterday to get a hold of you.
No problem, Jack. I'm happy to talk to you. Thanks for the time.
See you, Steve.
Thanks. Take care.